Snow removal and ice cream are solid subjects on council's agenda for Monday's 1 p.m. meeting at City Hall. Winter control policy review. Mayor Don McIsaac is recommending the development of a winter control working group that would review and update the current winter control policy to better meet the public's needs due to the near-record snowfall this winter that has tested the limits of the current policy and snow removal equipment. Over the past several weeks, the city has witnessed significant snowfall, prompting valuable feedback from residents regarding the effectiveness of our winter control policy, McIsaac wrote in this report. The outstanding work done by our staff has enabled both residents and visitors to navigate the city during this challenging winter season. However, as the community continues to provide feedback, it is crucial to evaluate whether our current policy adequately addresses their concerns and needs. Councillors Tim Lauer, David Campbell and Jeff Chetwerzuk have agreed to be on the working group if approved by council. There is no cost associated with forming the Winter Control Policy Working Group. Who wants ice cream? Council will likely allow ice cream cycle vendors on city streets this summer, after allowing ice cream trucks last summer. A council-requested report on the subject will be discussed at the Monday's meeting. Staff is recommending that ice cream cycles be permitted to operate in the city, provided an annual business license is obtained, and various regulations are implemented for health and safety, consumer protection, and nuisance-related reasons. Sean Crawford, Director of Legislative Services, Building, Parking and Transit Services, wrote in his report. The report details that a maximum of 5 ice cream cycle vendors would be allowed on a first-come, first-served basis and that an annual licensing fee of $293 would be instituted. Vendors must at least 16 years old, have a letter to operate from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, and stick to certain public roadways. They must only operate during daylight hours, have insurance, and not operate near bricks and mortar ice cream stores. Addictions and mental health drop-in center. The Emergency Addiction and Mental Health Services Project has secured $100,000 from city coffers during budget deliberations and is looking to council to release those funds to the project so it can set up a program space in Orillia in the near future. The city's Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group has been working for more than a year to find solutions to the gaps in the healthcare system for those suffering from addictions. There are significant gaps in the local health services that have left our community at an increased vulnerability to addictions, Rory Bulmer, assistant to the mayor, wrote in a report to council. As such, with the support of council, the Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group has focused on seeking tangible solutions to support those in need. Council will discuss a motion to move that project forward with its funding on Monday. The project is a partnership between the City of Orillia, Health Canada, and Community Connections 211. Funds would be directed to renovations of a rental space, programming to build community connections, information sessions, peer support, crisis services, transportation to services and community events. A community connection center with system navigation will address the gaps identified by the working group and have a positive impact on some of the most vulnerable of Orillia citizens, Bulmer concluded in his report. Members of the Addiction and Overdose Crisis Working Group include Cown. Ralph Sipala, Cown, Janet Lynn Durnford, Doug Ironside from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, Linda Goodall from the Lighthouse, Jenny Wiley from the Couchiching Family Health Team and Sarah Melby from Canadian Mental Health Association.